This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to the website. I always have to tell you guys to do this. I shouldn't have to tell you guys to do this. Head up to the website, right, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. What the heck happened to the volume here? Or have I gone deaf? No, there we are. Okay. Now I can hear me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And we want you part of the conversation. We want you part of what's going on. Seriously. You know, we're trying to trying to kick off. I'm still got Oprah. Somebody showing pictures on the screen of Oprah a few minutes ago, and now I've got to get my brain cleaned out. Seriously, is this nuts or is it just me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, I want your email address, okay? I want you, you know, I send out an email once a week, or I try to anyhow, and I just send you information on who we're going to have on, what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be doing. Right? It ain't that hard. It's not brain surgery. And that way there, you could decide when, where, who, how, when, all that fun stuff that you want to listen or don't want to listen. Right? Kimberly Warren's going to join us after the break. And, you know, I always love this when new software goes up, is in place. I love how this happens. But Kimberly's going to join us. There's so much she wants to talk about. But what I want to talk about is Oprah Winfrey for president. Come on, you with me? Anybody? No? Maybe? Oh, God bless America. But you look at this. You look at the multi-billion dollar people that were out. What was that? The Golden Globes? Is that what it was? You don't know. Yeah, why do I ask you? The Golden Globes, and here's a bunch of people. What were they all wearing? $50,000 dresses? Seriously. And they want you to take them seriously as they're up there. Oprah Winfrey says what? It's a new day, a new dawn for young women? That people are going to step up now? Step up now? Well, why didn't they step up before? Did they not know this was going on? Everybody in Hollywood knew what was going on. I know. I jumped right in, didn't I? Head up to the website. Seriously, give me your name. I want your email address so I can put you on our email list, right? Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. But I got to... See, I can't get away from this. I'm so irritated with these people in Hollywood. And you know what happens? We keep giving them more money. We give them more and more and more. Do you know how you do that? You go rent their DVDs. I know, I jumped right into it, didn't I? Maybe it needed to be done. I don't know. But you go rent their DVDs. You go see their movies. Will Smith, if you're on Facebook, head over to my Facebook page. And I put up a piece about Will Smith in his own words, talking about how he has, they have to get rid of us. Right? When I say us, I'm talking about the people, the ones that support the president. Not that support President Trump, but that actually support the president. Can you imagine? How dare we? I'm just amazed. I'm constantly amazed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and she will, again, Kimberly's going to join us after the break. For those of you who are complaining about the video, we'll fix that during the break. You know, new equipment's always a lot of fun to have. You know that? No, seriously. Because it never works the way they tell you it's going to work. And there's only one way to check it. You know what it is? Live. That's how to check it. Anyway. But you got Oprah Winfrey up there. And who was it? Meryl Streep? And a few others who knew what was going on. And they didn't really do anything to stop it. Because you know why? Because their careers would have had to been put on hold. They would have had a problem. Now, Oprah had her movie. I think her movies were distributed by Weinstein's company, last I checked. And if that's the case, I mean, seriously? She had no clues to what he was doing and what was going on? I'm not buying. Not for a second. Apparently now, Beyonce's veganism promotes discrimination. Does it get any worse than this? Seriously, these people have nothing better to do than to track how much Pepsi or Coke or whatever it is the president is drinking and what veganism actually does to us. Now, two professors, not one, so it must be true, two professors at the University of London recently warned that Beyonce's veganism reproduces existing patterns of discrimination and inequality. That's right. In an article in a recent issue of Feminist Media Studies, Ella Fegetz, no, not what, I didn't say what you think I said, and Daniela Pirani argue that Beyonce's adoption of the 22-day vegan challenge perpetuates inequality because it actually is a post-feminist dietary practice. How about this? It's just so we can lose weight. How about that? Can we go down that road? Can we just... Maybe Kimberly can help me on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, and actually now you can actually see it. Hey, I did the best I can, okay? It's either the mouth or the hands or the brain. I can't use any one of those three in conjunction with each other. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on somebody smarter than me because I am brain fried at this time. Kimberly Marin joins me from a bunker somewhere deep in New Hampshire because she is dancing around the bomb cyclone. Now, before you say anything, okay, I lived in Massachusetts till I was early 20s, and I've been through nor'easters, I've been through hurricane type of blizzards and all that other stuff. Would you tell me what it's like to go through a bomb cyclone, because I have no clue.
It's the same thing you go through with any other nor'easter. Really?
So, is this all the snowflakes that now work for the news organizations and the weather? I mean, is that what's causing this?
I, to be honest with you, I don't know, because the snowflakes, literal, actual snowflakes in this storm were actually lightweight, and they didn't even stick on the trees, which, you know, made, we didn't even lose power. I think I lost power the next day for like 20 minutes. I think that they did the cyclone thing because the tides were high. It was really super windy. And there was some flooding, but that's the first time I ever heard something, a snowstorm, called a bomb cyclone.
I was trying to figure out what this was. What was the one that killed those guys? They made a movie out of where they were three storms moving in New England from three different, you know, angles, and it created, like, the mother of all storms. I don't think they call that a bomb anything, right?
Wasn't that the Blizzard of 78?
No, I felt like that. That was one of those ones where I was driving a plow truck back then. And I remember going down the same street like four times, going, haven't I been down here before? And I'll give you a little hint, because I think the guy's dead by now, so it won't matter. I actually plowed the side of a Pinto off, because there was so much snow that when I came around the corner, I thought it was just another pile of snow. And being the man that I am, you know, you got to goose it going around the corner. I have to make sure the truck makes it. I took that whole side of that Pinto off.
Oh, that's not even right.
Oh, God. But anyhow, yeah, you know what? Over the years, we've seen the 18-foot snow drifts. We've seen the Mass Eye and Air Infirmary with the snow up to the third floor because they keep piling it in the parking lot. And this one here, I thought we were going to lose, you know, what did Nancy Pelosi say? We're going to lose like 6 billion people because of global climate weather change or something? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. I don't know either. I just know, you know, in New England, it snows. Some years we get more snow than others. Some years it's colder and we get less snow. I mean, whatever.
Well, wait a minute. Now, come on. Al Gore, he said that we don't understand that all this snow is because of global warming.
The day I start listening to Man Bear Pig is the day that you can just officially know that I've lost my mind.
Man Bear Pig, that's a new one.
No, you have it. That's from South Park. They make fun of Al Gore.
Do they really?
Wait a minute.
Okay. South Park makes fun of Al Gore? Oh, wow. He's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Anytime someone brings him up, I always post a picture of him, Man Bear Pig.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. All right. So you've got some, you know, we're going to break in a couple of minutes, but I'll give you time to get this off your chest. But because I know you don't want to talk about those wonderful, what was those, the awards event the other night?
I don't watch that. I don't even watch television, so I wouldn't even know
who they're awarding for what.
You're
not into the Golden Globes and all of that, you know. What's her name?
If
Oprah.
It was the Golden Globes, I might be interested, not the Golden Globes.
All right. Whatever you say. I look at that stuff and I was thinking, all those people that were there, and just think about this for a second. All those people that were there dressed in black, right, to signify their support for those that have been sexually assaulted in the business. But they didn't invite the ones that were assaulted or not given parts because they wouldn't give in to Weinstein. No, I don't think Servino was there or anybody else on that list, right? I mean, but the people in their $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 gowns and $300,000 worth of jewelry, they were all there, weren't they?
Of course they were. These are the same people that perpetrated the fraud for all these years and allowed it to continue, said nothing about it because their careers were too important to them over another young woman getting sexually assaulted or raped.
Oh, thank God you said it, because every time I say it, they tell me I'm victim shaming, and I'm going, no. There were, Weinstein had 16, I'm not going to let this number go either because this is big. Weinstein said, had 16 assistants, okay, that hung around him and watched everything that was happening and never said a word. In my world, they're accessories, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. What I slam Hillary Clinton for enabling her own husband to sexually assault multiple women over the years. You think I'm going to let them go with it, get away with it? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that I love that. And then somebody was saying, how, you know, because we're saying, you know, Oprah knew what was going on with Weinstein. Oprah knew what was happening. Look, She's on the inside, too. Of course she knew what was going on with Weinstein, number one. Number two is he released, all her movies, if not most of them. Give me a break. There are no secrets in Hollywood. These people all know what's going on.
They've all known what's going on for years. And finally someone decided to speak out. I mean, mm-hmm. Corey Feldman spoke out years and years ago about what happened to young boys. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just dirty and disgusting and despicable. And they can pat themselves on the backs all they want, but they allowed it to go on for years and years and years and did nothing to stop it.
I agree with you. And then a bunch of self-righteous will say pieces of work so I can stay on the air. Set up there, and you know, they tell us what we should be doing for young people, what we should be doing for women and to treat women fairly when they're not treating women fairly at all.
No,
hypocrites.
Exactly. They live in this bubble of their own little world, and they figured nothing would ever come out. All the nasty, horrifying things that have gone on, you know, all the millionaires that are made, they live in a bubble, and they think that we should all just do what they say and follow what they do because they somehow know better than the rest of the country. They're out of their minds. That's why most of them are leftists.
But they believe this stuff. Look, they believe this stuff like you and I believe in freedom and choice. They believe this stuff to be true and real. They believe that by dressing in black, they've done something noble and upstanding. They've done nothing. Forgive me for saying it this way, because some people write me after they get mad at me. They're like Facebook warriors, right? They're hot and heavy on the keyboard, but if they see you face-to-face in the street, what happens then?
Exactly. You know, these are the same people that are for gun control for the most part. Well, what about women who protect themselves from the kind of people that you allow to abuse women for all these years?
All right, we're going to a break. Got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly will be with us after the break. I promise. She's not going anywhere. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need. Period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I love that harmonica stuff. Really, seriously, I can listen to that for 3 days, but I'm not going to. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, you have to, you must get involved in the conversation. Don't, you know, I wasn't making fun of. Some of you guys take this so seriously, or so, like I'm aiming it at you, and I'm not. But Facebook, being a Facebook warrior is okay. Like, you know, hopping on Facebook and defending the president, defending the country, defending people that you care and love about, that's fine. But if it's the only thing to do, you do, stop. You're not a fighter for freedom, okay? You need to get out and do other things. You need to get out and hold the feet to the fire of, you know, your school board members, your water board members, your local elected officials. Because you know what you guys do? You get these people in office, they're useless, they don't do what they, you know, what you want them to do, and then you send them to the state level, and they're even worse there, and then you send them on to D.C., where they screw all of us. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Anyway,
yeah,
one that I know wouldn't do that is you. That's right, Kimberly Moran. I know she's probably got blood coming out of her mouth at this point because she wants to jump in here. But you agree, right? I mean, people do that all over the country. They send these Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on.
Wait, look, exactly what you described. Local level went to the state level. They were both governors, Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan. They're horrifying. They're an embarrassment to New Hampshire, but that's exactly what happened. No one paid attention to their votes, their bad votes when they were in the Senate or the legislature. No one paid attention to the real stuff they did when they were governor. And now these loons are at the Capitol building in the D.C. It's bad. And
it's
because
scary.
People don't pay attention.
It is scary because they don't see a problem with it. They don't see it as a big deal. And I'm like, come, are you serious? It is a big deal.
Well, and the problem is people don't pay attention at the local level, right? And that's where it starts. That's where it always starts. That's the only place you can really control stuff and make changes. So they don't pay attention at the local level. And like you said, well, they just get sent upwards, and now they're screwing over the whole country, not just us in New Hampshire.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Guys. Sorry, you, rest of the country. Not my fault.
Well, hey. All right. So yeah, you've got some stuff you want to unload on some of the elected officials you have up there in New Hampshire, don't you?
Well, I have a few. There's a bunch of stuff going on in New Hampshire, but one of the things is they are moon bats from outside of the state probably from California, gender identity legislation last year, and they failed. Out-of-state organization, they failed for multiple reasons, but one of them is trans people are already protected under our current discrimination laws. Everyone in the state is equally protected under our current discrimination laws. So the bill was killed. The bill failed. It was tabled for 2 years. It was supposed to not come back until 2019. Well, guess what? Republicans decided to bring it back from the dead.
No, Republicans wouldn't do it. Never mind. Go ahead.
Exactly. So now more groups, more out-of-state groups, these are far left-wing groups, pushing the gender identity in states around the country, and they're all, like, swarming onto New Hampshire now to try to get this bill passed, and they're still telling the same lie, that trans people don't have protection against discrimination, and they got the media saying it, they got Republicans believing it, some of them,
and these are the guys that should know the law, right, because they're there at the Capitol. But look at, I have people from that LGBTQ group write me on a regular basis and tell me how I don't know what I'm talking about, and that, you know, they're still discriminated against. They're fired from jobs because they are gay or lesbian or transgender. I'm going, you know what? That can't be true in its pure instance, that somebody is fired just because they're gay or just because they're, you know, a lesbian or whatever.
Well,
they're fired
because
they do something else.
If they are fired for that reason, they have the ability to sue for discrimination. I know in California they certainly do.
Oh.
And I know in New Hampshire they do as well, because I'm one of those people that actually does the research, and we have some great Republican legislators who do the research, and they discovered the truth. They dug deeper. So, you know, luckily it's only some Republicans that are horrifying.
Yeah, if you're going to do the research, I can't have you on this show. That's too scary.
Yeah. But so you have all these groups now, out-of-state orgs, pounding on this. They're having little meet with a trans, ask a trans any question you want. I'm like, really? Is that trans person going to tell the truth? No, because they're all lying, because they all have some kind of game to it, right? If the left wants to pass it, because if they pass gender identity, then they're forcing everyone else to conform to their belief that there's 71 genders and counting. And if you don't conform to their gender identity belief, you're going to get punished for it.
Right.
That's exactly what they're doing. Eventually, this is going to infringe upon freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and I won't even get into how it infringes upon women and girls' privacy and rights. That's what this legislation is doing, and neither side is admitting the truth. Republicans just want to get votes, and Democrats just want to, they're dumb, but the left, the people actually pushing this, are trying to do it so that they force everyone to conform, or they're punished.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I watching what they've done in California, them trying to tell us, okay, they're telling us out here that they're not punishing anybody. They're not doing anything wrong to anybody. And it's so not true. Because when you see what they do to you and what they write about you, not just you, me, when they write about people, when you see what they do, it's nasty. And they call us hateful, right?
You can't. Listen, I fully believe that every individual has the right to believe whatever they want about themselves. I 100% believe that. But no individual has the right to force anyone else to believe their beliefs, right?
Right.
So what these gender identity laws do across the country, not just anywhere they've been passed or being passed, is they take the individual beliefs of people and try to force them on everyone else. It's wrong. It's infringing upon the rights of everyone else. And you know what? It's going to come full circle on these people, because just like we've seen with all kinds of other left-wing craziness, left-wing feminism, look, now the patriarchy has taken over the role of woman and redefining woman, because they're pushing trans women. So this takes away freedoms from people, and no one's being told the truth about it by legislators, most legislators,
right,
that are no legislators that are supporting it, or by, of course, the left or the media. Well, I tell the truth, but, you know, that's, I always...
Well, I love this. So the talk about that is the LGBTQ group. I mean, actually, it is the, what's that website called? The Advocate, I think it's called, right? They are now, ready for this one? They're calling the Alliance Defending Freedom a hate group. And the reason they're calling them a hate group, because they argue for Colorado's bakery anti-gay policy in the Supreme Court. And they say that they have a long record of homophobic and transphobic activism. Isn't that interesting? So when they come out against Christians and Christian beliefs, they're not Christophobic. They're not hateful during Christians. They're not any of that. But we can't say anything. And this is why I keep telling my conservative people that want to be somewhat politically correct, you can't be. They're not interested in equality. They never have been.
Right? No, they want special rights. That's what's driving me insane. They want special rights. I agree with having equal rights. I'm good with that. We have that in my state. They want special rights. And I've been, I can't even tell you how, well, you know how many names I've been called. But yeah, I had a Republican call me a bigot, and I'm like, what is wrong with you that you're a lawmaker and you don't understand the law that currently exists? I'm just a citizen. But this guy's passing laws, and I'm a bigot. No, I've been friends with trans women for years. I don't care what an individual does. That's their individual right. They have that right. Just don't force it on everyone else or don't infringe on anyone else's rights. And you're the bigot. You're the transphobe. You're the hater if you don't conform to what they believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I love about this argument. It's anything that we say or do is hateful, bigoted, phobic in some way. And anything that they say or do is righteous, is the right thing. It brings equality. It's just beyond me. It's going back to the cake bakers, right? I mean, I just don't understand why you would want somebody, whether it's photographer, cake bakers, whatever it is, why would you want somebody who can't rejoice or won't rejoice with you on what's supposed to be the most happiest day in your life? Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm sure Kimberly's going nowhere. She's got a lot more to say.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424. For a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, simply being part of the conversation. Let's bring her back in, because I always have so much fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help us figure out this mess, this crazies that are going on. You know, you're up in New England, and you know, think about it. That's where it all started, and it's where it first began to lose it, right? Massachusetts, come on.
Hey, we had Calvin Coolidge as a governor once. I think we just went downhill since then. Done. Oh, by the way, I was reading that story. A man tried to kill a large spider, and it caused $11,000 worth of damages. California.
Oh, well. Okay, because I don't feel bad enough about what's going on out here, right? And you got to add to it. Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
I'm sorry. I will bet. See, this is just another reason to stay in New England, because you have spiders there all year round.
Yeah, but then you have bomb storms there, you know?
I can handle a bomb storm. I have a generator. I have food. I have water. I'm good.
No, I don't doubt it. And enough ammunition to keep the whole New Hampshire National Guard away.
Well, Not quite.
Well, in California now, you couldn't own anywhere near that. You have to go through a background check now each and every time you buy ammunition in California.
Insanity! Absolute insanity!
Well, Gavin Newsom, the next governor probably, has said that the Constitution guarantees you a firearm, but it doesn't guarantee you ammunition.
Oh, talk of,
right?
If just, he gets elected, you really, please move.
Yeah, if he gets elected, I'll be in jail within 12 days, I'm sure. He'll go right through the whole place.
Right.
Here's some good news, right? The Bundys are out of jail, right? Clive and Bundy, gone. Out of jail, free to go home. The judge said it was outrageous. She said that the men won't face another retrial, as Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed the case against them, with prejudice on Monday. Which is really, I think it's cool, right? She said that the federal, what I loved was she said the federal prosecutors, their conduct was outrageous, violated due process. She just went on and on and tore apart the federal prosecutors. I mean,
good.
Are you surprised? I mean, are you surprised that this happened? Number one. Number two is, can you believe how far the judge went with this?
I am definitely surprised that it happened because, you know, our justice system is that bad that true justice is not often served. I'm glad that it happened. I don't know all the details of the story, but I know that we have a man in New Hampshire who went there, and he is in prison still over this. Probably the same people railroaded him into making a deal. When he decided he wanted to change his mind, the judge said, no, you can't. And he needs to be freed and let out of prison. His name is Jerry DeLimas. You know, these guys all, it's clear that there was issues from beginning to end with this case, and anyone that's involved with it should be freed the same way.
Well, what's funny is this particular prosecutor was demoted after his bosses looked into his conduct. Now, they didn't ask for retrial. I mean, they didn't ask for Bundy to be let out or to give him another retrial. I mean, they demoted the prosecutor. And I was reading the list as you were talking. In the evidence, they didn't turn over anything to the defendant's, the defendant's attorneys. Like, no records about surveillance, maps about government surveillance, records about the presence of government snipers, FBI logs about activity at the ranch in the days leading up to the standoff. Nothing about law enforcement assessment dating back to 2012 that even said in those assessments, you ready for this one, that the Bundys posed no threat.
Wow.
Okay. And there was a report in Internal Affairs about this guy doing this over and over and over again. This guy, willful Brady violations. He had a history of doing these kind of things. And nobody ever nobody even brought this to light so that the Bundys could get a fair trial under, who was it? What was his name? Ex-President Oblamo. That him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. this is, think about it, right? This case has been brought to the attention, you know, of people around the country. Think about all the people who are in prison because of that same prosecutor pulling that same maneuver. I hope whoever had the same issue with this prosecutor, I hope someone will help them to get free, because this is outrageous. Happens all around the country on a regular basis. We have a serious, serious problem in our justice system, and people are just railroaded. And unless you are a multimillionaire, you can't afford to fight the state, quote unquote, because lawyers are way too expensive. You can't do it. And there's far and few between that are willing to spend all that money of their own pro bono.
Yeah, it's too expensive to do anything in this country anymore. See, think about what it costs to protect yourself in the littlest of ways. You know, and some of the stuff that President Trump has repealed, people don't realize something. It's not a matter of, like, he hates the air, or he hates water, or he hates land. There's such an overreach. You know, the EPA, I can't remember the name of the rule or the ruling, But it was all about, you know, if you had pawns on your property, all of a sudden they had a right to come on your property with no warrant, no anything, to check the water, to tell you what you could do with that pond or not. Like, wait a minute, that's my pond on my property. I'm hurting no one. Go away.
Obama's EPA was a complete overreach of anything, everything, any kind of freedom that we think we have. They completely took it away and just said, basically owned all of our land. They were awful. The EPA was awful. I mean, thank God the cap and tax didn't go into place. Of course, we have it here in New England. It's called Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Does nothing for the environment, but it fattens up the fat cat's pockets more, and we pay higher electricity costs. But these people, the worst part about it, Joe, is nobody wants pollution. We all want to get all kinds of energy, right? We want to look at everything and keep innovating and find out what's best and work on getting stuff that'll be sustainable. But these people are out of their minds, and it's a control thing. I mean, we're sending billions of dollars to third world countries whose people need food and electricity, but instead it's going for global warming? Hey, how does that ever make sense anywhere?
Listen, we lost over 2,000 green businesses in 6 years in California, right? And I'm thinking, aren't we the green state? Aren't we the state that touts that we love green energy, we want green energy to flourish, all this fun stuff? And because of the regulations, we have like the SS of the Gestapo here. You know what I'm saying? You know, and those guys are tougher than the EPA. They're called the AQMD. They've got it all over the EPA. You can't do anything in the state. The joke is, to build a McDonald's in this state, it takes you 3 years. You go to any other state, you can do it about 3 to 6 months. Right?
Wow.
Oh, it's bad.
You know, I don't know if you saw, I posted a video that's haunting about what Democrats have done to California. I'll send it to you after. It's a half an hour video talking of different people talking about all the things that Democrats have done to California to absolutely destroy it. Destroy it.
Oh, yeah.
Such a big economy, this great state. It's a gorgeous state. I've been there a couple times. And they've destroyed it. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And no one's doing anything about it because they said they can't, so they leave. I'll send you the video. It's really good.
It's tough.
Basically a warning for other people. Massachusetts is the same way. Same exact way. New York, same way.
Yeah, but the difference with Massachusetts is you don't have the weather 24/7 that we have, you know, that makes people want to be here, that makes it appealing to be here. I mean, seriously, we don't have the bump. Yeah, we have hurricane. I mean, we have earthquakes from time to time.
Mudslides.
Oh, earthquakes are minutes long, not minutes, seconds long. Yeah, you're out of them pretty quick. As far as mudslides go, just stay away from the burn areas.
Well, yeah, you also have a problem with
your border. Wait a minute. You have no snow avalanches, do you?
No, not in Boston.
God. Anyhow. But look, we're going to run out of time, but Facebook is at it again with, they just removed Warriors for Christ. They removed the page for like the second or third or fourth time. It's a constant argument with them, and it's all because of their hate speech, right? I mean, think about this. What hate speech? Warriors for Christ. They're talking about Scripture. They're talking about those kind of things. They're defending the Jews and the decision for Jerusalem. I'd love to go through the Muslim sites and see which one of those they find hateful. I'm going to talk about this more in the next hour. And, yeah, we'll put up. People are asking to see your video, so when you send it to me, I'll put it up there. Tell people where they can find you.
I am at NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.org and Granite Rock, and I'm on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Well, you have a lot of fun ducking and dodging that bomb blizzard. God, I'm just loving this to no end, I gotta tell you.
Anyhow, yeah, I know.
Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up after the break. We are going to talk about Facebook removing Warriors for Christ. Really? How bad can they be? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.